Now from Passover to pop culture, if you haven't already heard this news, you may want to sit down. The WB Network's TV show Angel is in its fifth and final season. That's right, no longer will handsome brooding vampires stalk the Los Angeles streets. The news comes as a shock to the program's devoted fan base. They are picketing the WB's production facility in Burbank, California. Brian Unger investigates the Angel uproar for today's Unger Report.
Angel is a spinoff from another series once on the WB called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It stars actor David Boreanaz as Angel, an 18th century vampire with a soul in present-day Los Angeles, who fights supernatural evildoers, all the while tormented by the evil within him. The show has never been a ratings gangbuster, but in its five seasons, it has developed a fiercely loyal cult following of viewers. And they are organizing protest rallies outside The Ranch, the Warner Brothers lot in Burbank, where WB Network executives work.
You came all the way from Tennessee?
I came here to vacation and also to do this as a side.
You came out here for some rest and relaxation. You thought, why not get a little protesting in?
Yes, that's basically it. I was aware of it before I left for vacation, but did not come here specifically for this, but definitely wanted to take it in.
You're killing two birds here.
Fans at this rally agreed five seasons is a pretty good run for any TV show these days, but they say they deserve one more, a sixth season.
Are you honked off? Do you have your panties in a bunch? Are you PO'd? Are you miffed? Are you just hopping mad here?
We are not pleased. You would think that one of the, I think, two shows that actually showed positive ratings growth in this season would actually manage to survive.
Angel's ratings have been solid this season, but surprisingly, not enough to sustain it. Publicly, the WB is vague, comparing Angel's demise to that of aging shows like Friends and Frasier, implying it has simply run its course. Hardly, says rally organizer Pepper Oz.
What most of the people out here are fighting for, it's not to keep the show on the air forever, it's to get closure.
Pepper Oz appreciates Angel's redemptive message and even claims the show helped cure her son of autism.
I bet, Pepper, you don't even know what's on other channels at the same time Angel is on the WB.
You're right, I don't. I don't miss it. I have been religiously watching Angel every week and Buffy every week, and now we even watch the reruns.
There's always radio.
There is.
This rally to save TV's Angel turned out some 50 people with signs, T-shirts, and action figures.
I love it. That's cute. Who did that?
Dolls of the entire cast, including Angel, are lined up along the Warner Brothers gate. An older fan summed up the appeal of Angel this way.
Bad guy gone good, you know? You know, they're not all good guys gone bad. Some of them are bad guys gone good.
You know? Or girls gone wild. But that's a whole...
That's a different thing. I've got those, too.
Fans of science fiction are feeling let down, too. Jeff Rector, spokesman for the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films, says this is no way to treat an award-winning show.
Angel is nominated for 5 Saturn Awards, which we'll be presenting in May of this year, May 5th.
The Saturn Award, I didn't even know about the Saturn Award.
It's the most prestigious non-televised award show in the country.
The WB says it hasn't ruled out continuing the Angel legacy with special movie events next year. But as for the show, it looks like curtains.
What are the odds of you saving this show?
I think they're long odds, but that does mean you don't do something just because it's difficult to accomplish. If you think it's worthwhile, you go for it anyway.
One of the mottos is that you fight the good fight on Angel, and that's what we're doing. Sometimes you don't win, but you have to fight it.
For Day Today, I'm Brian Unger.